You're looking at me so seriously, with expectation. Let me see, you say, gesturing for me to give you my hands. Oh, God, and I can barely look you in the eye. You turn them over so slowly and gently rub your thumb across my palm, which feels surprisingly sensitive. And I can almost feel the electricity. It's making my skeleton try and escape my too sensitive skin. It's like an electric buzz that's almost painful. You slowly exhale. God, the silence and the tension is killing me. Daddy, I don't think... You shush me, and your eyes flick over my shoulder to the woman lying on the bed behind me. She's there, behind me like my shadow. I am terrified. And this time it's not me that's asking too much, it's you. You found her, this doppelganger I asked you to find. When I begged you to do the impossible, and now she's here again. My twin, my personal whipping boy, the woman who is not a woman, and who I can project all my filthy and dirty wants and needs onto. Last time she was here for me, for us. And for days after, when I rolled onto my pillow and I smelled her, I smiled to myself. When I plucked one of her long red hairs off my shoulder and I held it up to the sunlight, I started to get wet and heat pooled in my belly urgently. Right now, I'm on the verge of tears. My need to make you happy and to submit to you is the only thing that is just managing to override my crumbling resolve. You look at me and you say, I need you to be brave, little one. I'm trying so hard. This will make me so happy. And you have this dreamy look in your eye. God damn you. You know, that's almost the perfect thing to say, like you'll get some Pavlovian response. You've conditioned me to. All I ever want is for you to be happy, no matter what it takes. I feel your hand drop to my wrist and it tightens. God, I begged you to just let me watch. And you'd been so adamant that it just wouldn't be the same. You wanted me to participate. You demanded that I participate. Like how nervous and uncomfortable I was directly related to how much you got off on it. You have to be brave. I don't answer, and your hand moves to my hip and the fingers dig in. Are you going to be my good girl? Because it's been a very long time since you've been a bad girl. And you remember what happens then. And you say that with the slightest undertone of threat. What I've never told you, never wanted to show you, was my kryptonite. As much as a game all of this is, as much as I love you, we always come out the other side of this dream as each other's safe space. I am scared of you. Just ever so slightly. The pressure of your fingers intensifies and I moan ever so slightly and I see your eyes flare. You know you've won. With your hands on my hips, you push me backwards. Now I'm all awkward, walking backwards and I'm slightly off guard and it's a little weakness you take advantage of. And you grin and laugh at the look on my face. With your last step, you push me back onto our bed and I fall with a gasp. You look at me and I know you get the thrill of seeing the little flare of fear in my eyes. My nerves get the better of me and I instinctively roll onto my hands and knees and try and crawl up the bed to get away, to ask for help. I'm not sure. You laugh like this is just what you expected and you circle your big fingers around my ankle and start gently dragging me back. And I start shrieking. Meanwhile, she's lying propped up on her elbows, looking me right in the face. She looks turned on and amused. But I can tell she's being so careful to appear to you like the perfect submissive. Everything I'm not. She's nervously licking her lips, but looking up at you through her long lashes longingly. Where are you going? Do we need a little reset? Oh, are you all nerves, my poor thing? And now I know what's coming. You sit on the side of the bed and drag me over your lap so I'm facing her. I know that's on purpose. To my shock, you turn and talk to her, and it feels like the first time in forever. No. I'm sorry, sweetheart. She's just being so naughty. And I know you've been waiting so patiently. I feel a spike of fiery jealousy. And on purpose, I suddenly kick out my leg trying to jab at your shin and I miss completely. You laugh at me. In that lovingly condescending way you have, but the damage is done. This little shell of mine has given you no choice, and I feel my underwear drag down, and the first slap falls. And I immediately howl, and tears flow. This behaviour is unacceptable. Our guest is behaving like my perfect good girl and you. I hear your brain ticking over. You're thinking of the perfect word, that will just break me. I wonder whether you're trying to tire me out, exhaust me, so I won't argue with you or argue with myself. Because I desperately want to, and I don't want to do what you're expecting. I have put myself in this position. Not so long ago, I said I wanted you to do all the filthy things you wanted to do to me, to her. Oh. Well, after the last time we played with her, my shadow, it's like your mind had run wild. It was a whole new world, and your new focus was, I can barely say it, much less think it. Your new focus was wanting to see my little fist disappear into her tiny pussy. You'd taken my weird little desire to see just how far you could make that same pussy stretch, and you twisted it, so I was the one to do it. Part of me was dying to see me do it too. Desperately. And I feel so dirty. Well, if you don't do it, someone has to. You look at me and I know you get the thrill of seeing the little flare of fear in my eyes. Well, you have to do it. Someone has to do it. Somebody is getting fisted. You look at me and I know you get the thrill of seeing the little flare of fear in my eyes. You know that as much as I love the thought of it, it absolutely terrifies me. You're losing patience. You're looking at me, looking for the answer to your question. The brat in me desperately wants to say, well, Daddy, maybe it should be you. But I bite my tongue. For all of your, I wouldn't ask anyone to do something I wouldn't do myself, I doubt your pride stretches to this, and I don't think this is one that you'll honour. After the tears have stopped, you set me on your thigh. And like I always am, after you spank me, I'm dripping. I know what you want, so I start to grind. And I work myself into a slow, languid, breathy puddle. My breathing getting heavier and heavier. And I close my eyes in exhausted bliss. Ignoring what I know in my heart. This night is only just starting, and This won't be the only time I cry. You look over your shoulder at her and crook your finger, beckoning. She crawls along the bed and stands in front of you. I can sense her over my shoulder, and I swear I can feel her breaths ruffling my hair. You spread your legs wider and pat your thigh, directing her to join us. I momentarily think to myself, you greedy boy. You're almost getting too greedy. Almost as greedy as me. When she settles, I turn my tear-streaked face to her and I lean forward, brushing my lips against hers, thinking that I was a little pervert getting off on kissing myself. I open my mouth and she opens hers and I tease her with my tongue. She moans and I feel my pussy clench. Your hand on my thigh slowly moves up and down, and I know if I broke our kiss, you would be mirroring this action on hers. I bear down, trying desperately to get some friction on my clit, and I moan into her mouth. I hear you sigh in appreciation. My girls, you say. And I realize this has taken on an unexpected dimension, and I'm not sure what we're racing towards, but I find myself more and more excited. Okay, that's enough. You say, waking me from my delirium, and the panic sets in again. You don't give it time to settle, and you move us to the bed. She resumes her spot, lying expectantly, propped up on her elbows, staring at me. I can feel you hovering behind me, caging me in, and I bend forward so that I'm straddling her thighs. You reach over me and say to her, "Hips," so sternly, and she lifts up her hips. You slowly pull down her underwear. We're dressed in the same lingerie. Lacy and forest green. It's my favourite colour. A bone corset that you lace us into. Tighter, tighter and tighter. And almost too tight. But that pinch, that restriction of movement, is almost comforting to me. It's reassuring me. It's keeping me together. You've rolled her underwear down to her thighs. And again, we are matching. But I already knew this, because I had spent an hour bathing us both. Meticulously shaving and waxing, moisturizing. Smoothing and glossing. I like the ritual of it. I stared at our faces in the bathroom mirror. So narcissistically turned on. I was looking at her face and imagining all the things you, we would do to her. You push my head down gently and I am centimetres from the small patch of pubic hair that remains at the top of her little cunt. In this, you don't need to bully me. I happily and hungrily dive in. I had missed this so much. You make very happy noises behind me as you soothingly rub your hands from the small of my back, across my ribs and up the curve of my spine to my shoulders and back again. I think, she's me, right? So I eat her like she's me. You grind your hard cock into my ass and you lean me forward to push my face further into her pussy and she moans. I suck a little too hard on her clit, kissing and licking and maybe cruelly caressing it with my teeth. She bucks and sucks in her breath and I laugh to myself. Just like you and your condescending chuckle. She's getting wetter and my face is getting messier. Tears and her pussy juice covering my chin. She's starting to lift her hips and push her slit into my waiting mouth and fuck, her moans and her noises and her little gasps are sending me crazy and I desperately want to touch myself, but my hands are frozen on her hip bones. I know that Daddy would be so disappointed in me. Does she taste like you, sweetheart? You ask. Your voice is getting husky and I know you're moments away from becoming very demanding. I give you a muffled reply of, I don't know. You lean over, squeezing your head in beside mine, forcing me to move as your mouth seems to cover her whole pussy. Your tongue taking one long, slow swipe. You pull back. Then I feel your hands move my panties to the side and you plunge a finger in without warning. Oh. And I gasp in shock and the tiniest amount of pain. I turn back to look at you in absolute fury, and I see you pointedly putting your finger in your mouth and make a show of sucking off every single molecule of my taste. Looking me in the eye and raising your brows almost as a dare, you make an appreciative and just say, almost. Come on. Come on, you say to me under your breath, pushing my head back to her waiting pussy. We need her to come. And I'm reminded of her purpose. Of my purpose. She catches my eye and I see a quick flash of panic. I enthusiastically double my efforts, sucking with so much pressure on her clit, her legs are crushing my head. I dig my fingers into her hips. Oh, she's so close, but not there. Oh, I'd never asked what she needed, what would get her there. I take one hand and slide two fingers into her. not even bothering with one. Oh, in my mind, I think to myself, this is going to get so much worse for her. Oh. I feel the insides of her velvety pussy part easily, and I push and I find her spot. Oh, she bucks, and with some coaxing, I get closer to my reward. And finally, finally she gets there. And you pull me off, and I get a look of your beaming and pleased face. My good girl, you say, kissing me. I look down at your enormously hard cock, and you look at me with your shit-eating grin, winking at me. Daddy, I say in a breathy voice. Daddy, I don't think I can, please. No, you say. None of that now. Give me your hand. You lie down, you say to her. It's the first time I've heard you be so stern with her. I think I realise that you've changed the game on me. No longer is she the version of me that we get to play with while I stay clean and pure and untouched. Now I realise you're just playing with both of us. There isn't an out anymore, and I won't leave this night without feeling so filthy and used and abased. But I'm all nerves, and my skin is on fire, and I feel like I'm a live wire. And I'm just so desperate to be touched, and I wonder, even after you get what you want, I wonder whether you'll let me come. Reluctantly, I give you my hand, and you massage along my fingers one by one. You dig your thumb into the pressure points, pulling on and loosening my knuckles. And then, as a reminder of my filthy duty, you add a very generous blob of lube, and there is no going back. With your chest pressing into my back, you pivot me back to the bed, and we begin. Open up, sweetheart, you say to her, and she does nervously. You lean down and whisper in my ear. This is her first time too. And you take another big blob of the lube and rub it all over her pussy, adding more and more, and even pushing some of it inside. You make appreciative sounds. You feel so good, honey. And you turn to me expectantly. The silence, it stretches on. And I'm really hoping that you'll just crack a smile or laugh, and we can be fun and flirty and filthy again. Do it. And I feel tears welling in my eyes, and I look at her and I say in such a small voice, I'm sorry. And she says back to me in an even smaller voice, it's okay. And she looks up at you, and I can hear you are beaming. Good girl. I lean forward and I rub her clit slowly in circles with one hand, And with the other that's smothered in lube, I push in two fingers. Oh, the sounds her pussy makes are obscene. Oh, but I feel your hands at my hips and my panties are rolled down and you leave them mid-thigh. Oh, and I can feel you rubbing me in a mirror of my own actions. Oh. Mm. Oh, it's slow and infuriating. Oh. Mm. Please. Daddy, please, I'm so... Shh, you say. I sniffle and continue, and I slowly pull my fingers in and out of her. Oh, it's so strange and exciting. Her pussy feels like it's trying to suck them back in, and I'm trying to twist and scissor them as they move in and out, trying to stretch her knowing what's coming. Come on, sweetheart, she can take it. Another finger. She moans and I comply. Ah, but your fingers stop circling and after a moment I'm replaced by your lips and I squirm and moan, finally being touched the way that I want. Looking back at her, I push in with three fingers and continue trying. The slow, pressured stretching. Her moans become low and husky, and I realize even the wetness of her pussy feels different. Everything is dirtier somehow, and this whole thing is becoming deliciously obscene. And I'm so turned on, I feel so ashamed. But the sounds that you're making spur me on, and I can hear how wet I am. I can feel it. I can feel it starting to run down the insides of my thighs. I can't help but grind into your face. And when you hum appreciatively, I swear I feel it vibrate inside of me. Behave. Come on, behave, baby. You say, and my fingers are plunging in and out of her, and I can feel every velvety soft ridge of the inside of her pussy. Oh, and I can feel it sensing, and I feel the heat of it. You pull back, and I feel so frustrated that I won. Oh, I know, you say, in that way that you have. But I won't fuck you until you have your whole hand inside. And you laugh, and I have never hated you more. You are pushing me to be mean and cruel, and fuck, I'm praying I've played with her enough. I've stretched her enough. You lean down and grab my hand and you add more lube. Yeah. And I think back to how you wanted me to research this relentlessly. You fetishized every detail. You wanted to discuss each and every stretch. You loved it. You watched my face for signs of embarrassment and shame. You got off on the redness in my cheeks. On the flush. How I couldn't even look you in the eye. I was so ashamed. But I have my own little kinks and fetishes. I have my own little dirty mind, and I learned everything well enough. I think I knew in the moment I'd panic and I'd rely on muscle memory. And I look up at her face for what feels like the last time before what? I'm not sure exactly. She's red-faced and sweaty, and her eyes are completely zeroed in on mine. And I realize I don't actually know what she thinks about all of this. Not really. For someone who's supposed to be my twin, she's a mystery to me. You're the one that does all the talking, the cajoling. All I know is that when you do things to her, she moans and pants and comes. And that she seems just as needy to please you as I am. So I gather my fingers together and ease them inside of her. I feel resistance. Oh, fuck, the pace seems glacial. And I'm panicking and sweating from the effort. Suddenly, you sharply grab my wrist and, fuck, you push it in with pressure I wouldn't have dared. And, fuck, she moans. And you say, oh, I know, but I know you can take it. Fuck, how many times have I heard you say that to me and I've just melted? She's starting to stretch impossibly wide as we reach the broadest part of my hand, the line of delicate knuckles. You let go and turn your face to look at me with really stern expectations, and I realize, fuck, this is a test. I continue pushing and finally, fuck, my hand slides in and it is the most obscene and filthy thing I think I've ever seen. Fuck, hot, shameful desire floods all the way through my body and oh my my nipples are becoming impossibly hard and my pussy is feeling too empty. Then I feel you thrust into me. Oh, I've never felt so turned on and so impossibly full. Oh. I begin to move my fists and you begin to move inside me and I can hear myself making the most obscene noises. Or is that her? It's just so much moaning and thrusting and sweating and pleasure and it's just building and building. And I open my eyes and I watch her writhe around the bed while I gently jerk back and forth from your thrusts and you're pushing my hand in and out of it. And she's pushed backwards basically until her head is bumping into the headboard. I look down and I can see the bulge of my fist moving up and down inside of her, between the bridge of her hip bones that protrude just slightly too far. Oh my god, and it's fucking mesmerizing. I reach forward with my other hand and I rub her clit in hard, small circles. And I can feel her reaching some kind of frenzy. Oh, fuck her pussy is squeezing me, either to keep me in or to desperately push me out. Oh my god, this feels so good. It's so filthy. Oh, and I can feel your satisfied grunts behind me. And I wonder who it is that you're looking at. Are you trying to split your gaze between us, or are your eyes just closed in bliss? Oh, fuck, the pressure inside me is building, and it builds and builds, and I can feel sweat streaming down my chest between my breasts. Oh, I can hear her breath start to hitch, and she is strangling my fist. I must make a strangled cry because you pump into me like a man possessed, and it borders on pain. Oh, I can feel myself climbing and climbing and climbing, and I look up and she is looking me right in the eye. And then I feel it. The shivers in her body, and I see her mouth open in a silent scream. Oh, fuck, I think I might be temporarily deaf. Looking at her face, at my face, at the high cheekbones and the two bright blue eyes. Oh, they're rimmed in red, and fuck, I realize that I'm coming. And I collapse on top of her. Oh, fuck, and I'm exhausted. And my arms and my chest are just resting on her stomach and hips. And you laugh like a maniac behind me. Fuck, you're holding up my hips and you just keep drilling into me until you finally roar, and then fuck, you finally still. You slump on top of me and we all just lie like a sweaty heap. And I wait. I'm breathing so fast and I'm exhausted waiting for somebody to say something. Oh, I'm just lying there. And my sweat is cooling, and the room is full of the smell of sex. And when you finally catch your breath and exhale, I swear I can hear the smile in your face when you say to us both, "My girls. My good girls."